Now, sixth classification of karmas, according to function. Here, karmas are of four kinds. These are reproductive, supportive, counteractive, and destructive. Reproductive karma is that which is directly responsible for the production of a new life in a future existence after death. Supportive karma is that which contributes to this process, which supports the reproductive karma. Counteractive karma is that which tends to cancel out the reproductive karma, and destructive karma is that which tends to bring it to an end, to terminate it. Here there's an example given. The first kind of karma, reproductive karma, is compared to the seed planted in a field. The new consciousness, the new life, as you were planted in the womb of the mother, is just like the seed. And the second kind of karma, the supportive, is compared to the rain and the manure that nourishes the seed and helps it grow into a plant. The third, the counteractive karma, is compared to the hailstorm which falls upon the growing crops and severely damages them, even though it doesn't destroy them. And destructive karma is compared to fire, with which the whole field may be burned up so that the whole crop perishes. So from the point of view of function, karmas are of these four kinds: reproductive, supportive, counteractive, and destructive. One could give more examples, but there's no time for that now.